This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Christmas, which means we're also in the middle of flu season. In recent years, companies like Google have tried to use big data to map flu outbreaks. But what about companies that sell products related to the flu? Pharmaceutical companies and over-the-counter drug makers are trying to leverage big data flu mapping to make sure their goods are on the right shelves at the right time. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
By one count, cases of the flu have doubled over the last week.
And we saw particularly sharp increases across some of the Gulf states in the South, like Texas, Louisiana, Georgia.
That's Josh Gray with Athena Research, an arm of Athena Health. The firm monitors how often the 16,000 physicians in its network diagnose patients with the flu. When there's a spike, Gray blogs about it. For companies like Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson, knowing that lots of people are coughing and sneezing in Georgia is gold.
We're seeing this more and more. In fact, we're seeing a lot of companies using sort of public health surveillance data as a tool to target marketing of their products.
John Brownstein's an epidemiologist at Harvard and develops those public health surveillance systems for infectious disease. With the market for over-the-counter cold and flu remedies worth nearly $6 billion, companies are also mining data from Twitter and Facebook to track the sick. Athena Health's Josh Gray says the idea is to get the right product to consumers at the right time.
There's more data than ever before, and it's becoming easier and cheaper to analyze it to a much more sophisticated level.
Gray says companies who can make sense of all this information and act quickly are going to profit. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.